Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning, West Palm Beach and good old USA this morning. My name is Stephanie Ebank, and we're coming to you live from not so sunny Florida, but we hope that will change. We want to wish everyone out there in our listening audience a wonderful 2015. We're hoping you have showers of blessings raining down on you this year and beyond, just making your life wonderful and prosperous. As we go forward in 2015, we want to see what our lives are going to be like for 2015 and how we can improve the quality of our lives. And, you know, one of the things that we do as a masterminders is we use Napoleon Hill's book to help us shape our lives. There's actually three things we use. There are three Bibles that we use to help us plan and shape our lives. And one of them is Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. The next thing is the Bible, of course. You cannot beat that. And the next thing is, as we said in the introduction, we use several principles to 10 areas to mastermind in 10 areas of our lives. And this morning we're going to be starting with personal, because we want to look at how we can shape our lives for the coming year. And before we start, I just want to read a couple of passages from Napoleon Hill's introduction on Think and Grow Rich, and then we will have our guest, Dr. Mariama Williams, who will talk us through the process of vision boarding. Vision boarding is a way of creating a plan, a roadmap for your life that you can take a look at on a daily basis and see this process of shaping our lives coming through, envisioning what we want 2015 to look like or 2016, and just moving forward from there. So this month is going to be a month about personal. It's about personal development, personal in the way we want our lives to go. So we are taking one of the chapters from one of the areas that we mastermind in, and we're using it this month to create a roadmap for our lives. Again, my name is Stephanie Ebanks, and I also want to introduce my fellow West Palm Beach life planners. We're going to be on the call with us this morning. We have Sharon Jackson all the way from Alton, Illinois. Sharon is a planner extraordinaire. And we have Anne McNeil, the founder of International Mastermind Association, or Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. So Good morning, ladies, and are you on the call with me this morning?
Absolutely on the call.
And who are we having this morning? Hello?
Good morning, Anne. Good morning.
Good morning, Anne. Good morning, Sharon. And unfortunately, one of our other fellow Palm Beach Life Planners cannot be here with us, Dr. Betty Knighton. But we want to keep her and her husband prayed up as they are encountering a little bit of an emergency this morning. Just keep them in your prayers and sending all the best wishes for health and well-being. Now, as I said before, we started with Dr. Mariama Williams. I just want to read a little bit of Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich book. And one of the things that he said in the introduction is he said, success comes to those who become success conscious. Failure comes to those who indifferently allow themselves to become failure conscious. And one of the things that Ms. Anne McNeil always tells us is you must have a goal or dreams to have your dreams come true. And in order to do that, you have to plan. And planning, and part of planning is creating a vision board for yourself. And that vision board will help you to point you in the right direction. Bring your dreams to life, kind of. Put them on a roadmap. You wouldn't start out on a journey and not set up your roadmap on your, we now use our GPS, let's say. So a vision board is kind of a GPS for the way we want our life to turn out in the future. And if we can just keep imagining and pushing, then those things will come through. And also one of the things in the introduction that Napoleon Hill talk about, he says, truly thoughts are things, and powerful things at that, when they are mixed with definitiveness, a purpose, persistence, and a burning desire for their translation into riches or other material objects. And this is from the introduction in Mind Power on Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. If those of you are listening and following us along with us in Think and Grow Rich, we will be using this book. And we're starting over at the beginning. We read this book every year and we go through it. And you'll be surprised at how often we find things that we didn't know about. You know, I mean, many times that I've read this book, and we've read this book every year. We go through it on Blog Talk every year. We start at the beginning and follow it through to the end, and we start over again. It always surprises me at what things I missed or what other nuggets I can pull out. So this book is our Bible for the show, for Blog Talk Radio, and we use it religiously to help us map our future. And we will be also mapping that with Dr. Mariama Williams as well. So Dr. Williams is on the line. Dr. Mariama is a PhD, the Certified Vedic Master with Chopra Center for Wellbeing and the Chopra Center University. She's now based in Geneva, but she's with us here. We're lucky to have her with us here in the U.S. For the holidays. And she is going to talk us through what it means to vision boarding and how to do the process. And from there, we'll take another discussion of the vision board and how it can influence our lives. Dr. Williams, are you on the call with us this morning?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Hi, Stephanie and Sharon and all the mastermind, Palm Beach Lifers and others. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome, Dr. Williams. So how is it going for you so far for 2015?
Well, 2015 has been quite excellent, excellent ending to the 2014 celebrating with friends and family. And now this morning, the third day of the 2015, we did our family together or 2 days ago on the vision boarding. And today is really wonderful for me. It's wonderful being in sunny Florida in Geneva. It's quite cold at the moment, my friends tell me. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. So are you ready to talk us through how to vision board and how to create a roadmap for going forward in 2015 and beyond?
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to share and with all of us about how to go about doing this, because we are all expert at doing it for masterminders. So I will lead off, and hopefully everybody will chip in. So I guess for me, the first thing to ask both ourselves and our listeners is, what does the new year represent to you, to each of us? What? Just take a minute and think, what does the new year, we all say new year, what does it represent for us, for each of us? Just think about that for a little minute. And maybe try to have a piece of paper next to you, because you might be writing some things down, and that might be the first thing to just write down. And maybe I'll throw the question to Stephanie and Sharon and Anne if they're on the line. What does the new year represent to you? Why do we make a big deal about it?
Yeah, well, for me, I think new year represents a new beginning, a chance to start over, to leave 2014 or whatever year we're in behind. Because so long as you're alive, you always have the opportunity to recreate. There is no such thing to me as lost time. You can, so long as you're alive, you have the opportunity to be, to recreate yourself every year, to do
Excellent.
The thing that yourself last year that you were going to do that you didn't do. You can always have an opportunity to start over. It's an opportunity to start over.
Excellent.
That's what it represents.
Anybody else?
Yes,
Sharon?
Actually, this is Sharon. We spent the latter part of 2014 reflecting, summarizing the year, what we achieved, what we missed, you know, and it kind of painted a picture. It painted a picture of things that we were strong on and things that we probably should pay more attention to, and to strategize. So what it allowed us to do is, as we create goals for 2015, it allows us to call to ourselves and be mindful of how to do things differently in 2015, sorry. And
mm-hmm.
And so it's important. It's important to reflect back, and it's important to strategize for what you're looking for 2015.
Great. Excellent. And Ms. McNeil, our leader, our fearless leader, loving. Hi, Anne, are you there?
Absolutely. Good morning. This is Anne McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life. And this process is helping me, like Sharon said, to reflect on the accomplishments of 2014, last year, and also to look forward with a vision in every area of my life of what my plans are for the upcoming year. So specifically, I am really focusing on living in my report. And for those of us who mastermind, I think we can relate to what that means and what that looks like. We often write these plans, and sometimes we don't go back and review them as often as we should on a regular basis to ensure that we're on track. And so as we discussed at the visioning event in your home this weekend, you know, the difference in putting up a vision board versus putting everything in a book, you got to open the book. But that board, you see that visual every time you go past it. And so I think that the exercise that we're embarking upon this morning, for me personally, I'm very excited and looking forward to having a better quality of life in 2015. So thank you.
Okay, great. Well, I think it's really excellent. Everything you've all said is really, really good, and I think that was what most people would think about, that the new year is about renewal, rebirth, chance for a, quote, fresh start. It's about resetting goals and intention and shedding what did not serve us last year, and just a real positive start to the year, because we're looking forward to the year and beyond. And we don't want to over-mystify the new year, because every day you get up, you have a fresh start in your to have a you have a choice about the attitude, the tactics, the strategies about who or what you're going to meet. Even if you can't change those people, you have a chance every day. But the new year is a time when the collectivity of humanity recognizes that it's time. It's a new year, a new beginning. And so we have a chance to consciously sit down, reflect, as Sharon said, on the past, and as Stephanie said, to think about recreating the things that didn't work for us, pushing them away. Because as Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over the same way and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. All right.
Before you start, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, Dr. Mariama is going to show us how to vision board and envision our life for 2015. All right.
Okay. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and on that note, once again, just want to remind you that if you're on the call and would like to join us and speak to Dr. Mariama, if you have any questions for her, just press 1 on your keypad, and that will raise your hand, and we'll be happy to take any questions. All right, Dr. Mariama, go ahead and let us envision our future.
Okay. Yep. So we just said last time, a few minutes ago, that the new year presents us the opportunity to consciously even sit down with family and friends or your mastermind group to move, to plan and strategize for the next year. And many people, as we know, all over the world during the new year at this time, in particular, are setting resolutions. And the data shows that by the first 3 months of the year, about 90% of people do not accomplish the resolutions. They fall apart for a lot of reasons, force of habit, conditioning, resistance takeover, disorder, a lot of effort may be involved, a lot of struggle, and so they fall away. So what we want to do today is to just begin to introduce a small shift in your daily routine that will help to retrain your brain a little bit and help you to move really in a way that will help you to have better success and as you move forward and through the technique of vision boarding. And before we get to the vision boarding, there's a little process or a little ritual. I think it's rituals are really important because rituals are about grounding us and about settling us, settling our mind, our spirit, and letting everything quiet down for us to really take on serious events and opportunities and do serious things, even non-serious things, just really good to reflect a little bit. So I'm going to share with you 4 intentions that I've gotten from my mentor, Dr. Deepak Chopra, to help you to not be one of the 90% whose resolution fails within the first 30 or 90 days of the year. And it's a small shift, really just about helping your brain, helping you to train your brain to adapt to the new way of thinking, to help you to begin to identify with a higher vision of your life, and just a little skill to use the power of intention better so you don't have to try so hard and that when you meet resistance and the disorder and everything that will come up for you, you have a technique for dealing with it. And so these 4 intentions, and I've had a 5th because that's my intention for the year, they move you from the body to emotions to the mind to the spirit. These are the 4 domains of consciousness, right? So thoughts arise, and then we have emotions, feelings, sensations. And there's a flow. If you don't have flow in your life, then you have stress, because stress is when things are backed up and can't move. So then you don't when you have things are backed up and they're not moving, then you have resistance, disorder, effort, and struggle. But there is a neat way of doing that, trying to go from the outside, the external, to the body, to the heart, to the mind, and then to your spirit. So if you would just be quiet for a minute, please, that would be really lovely. And take a couple of deep breaths. Deep breaths are really good for centering yourself. They're a good way, good techniques. If there's one thing you could adapt this year is to always, when you feel stress or any kind of panic or anything, is just to take a couple of deep breaths. Just take a nice deep breath. Inhale from the belly. and then exhale fully. Exhale all of that stale air out. The stale, when you're out breathing, it's taking out all the negative emotions. It's taking all the toxicity. That's what the breath is doing. So breath is cleaning, purifying. So take a nice deep breath, inhaling everything from the toes all the way up. You're taking all the vitality of life. Suck it in, inhale. Now hold it a minute. See how struggle arises? See how you're struggling? Now release it. See how nice that feels when you release? That's how tension builds up in the body. Just one more. Nice deep breath. Inhale from the toes, coming up to the ankles, the hip, into the belly, into the heart, lungs. And now release. And now just close your eyes for a second. And just tune your attention to my voice, tune it to the body. And then I want you to begin to think with your mind, not saying, not repeating aloud, just saying, I want a joyful, energetic body. Or you could say, I desire a joyful, energetic body. And repeat it 3 or 4 times. A joyful, energetic body. And things will come up. Don't worry about it. Don't judge it. Just notice it. I want a joyful, energetic body. Now working our way to the heart, I want a loving, compassionate heart. Or I desire a loving, compassionate heart. Just repeat it 3 times. And now we move to the mind. I want a restful, alert mind. A restful, alert mind. I desire a restful, alert mind. Mind. Nice deep breath. And now the last intention. I want lightness of being. Lightness of being. I want or I desire lightness of being, whichever resonates well with you. Lightness of being. And when you're finished, just sit quietly for a minute and let release all the intentions and just sit. Let them settle into the domains of consciousness from the body, heart, mind, spirit. And now you can release. You can open your eyes and let's get back to talking and being. So as Deepak said, these 4 intentions are powerful. They are least likely to create resistance about how am I doing it, how am I going to do this, all the fears that come up when we have other concrete resolutions, which are okay. They fit every lifestyle, every belief system, personality, and individual. And they are just a way of approaching your body, emotions, mind, and spirit. And just a slight shift in your daily routine with this would be very useful to you, I can guarantee it. You take a few moments in the morning and you sit quietly, and then you introduce those. And if you find, like, if you're, one of your intentions about losing weight, that first one, energy body, takes care of all of that. If you're reaching for, you're at a dinner table and you're reaching for a strong dessert, you just mention that, or bring it to your mind, and if, and then you make your decision what to do. It's just really good way of reinforcing. If you're stressed, alert mind, allow, when your mind is silent, is quiet and alert, it allows you to think. And for creativity to come in. So everything that you'd want can come in. These are a way of just kind of overcoming the force of habit, condition, resistance, and things that stop and block our way into the new year, into our resolutions. All right, so now we're going to go to the physical activity of creating a vision board. And as Stephanie has said, and Anne and Sharon, the vision board, some people call it a dream board. Some people call it an inspiration board. Some call it a treasure map. Some say it's a visual exploration. Some say it's a creative collage. I think it's a bit of a map for inspiring the future. It's really a collage of pictures and words, and they remind you of your passion and purpose. And the reason why they're so important is that the mind stimulated by visual. You know, we know the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. And so if you have a tangible representation, as Jack Canfield says, of where you're going, a representation of your dreams, your goals, your life, then your mind will respond to the stimulation. You're setting your goals with pictures and image, and it actually strengthens and stimulates your emotion. If you look at some of the discussions around this by Deepak and Jack Canfield and others who write on this, and grounded also Think and Grow Rich, your emotions are your vibrational energy, and that is what attracts the law of energy, the law of attraction. So you want to infuse everything you do with emotions, and those positive emotions are what attracts and hold you and hold whatever it is that you're creating. So what you need to do, and you could use photographs and pictures or drawing. Like if you don't have any pictures, you could draw, and then later on. So what we do is we surround ourselves with magazines. You could go to the library. I understand sometimes libraries throw out old magazines and get magazines from them. You want a variety of magazines, because if you don't have a variety of magazines and stuff, you might get bored. So you want a variety. You could go to beauty shop where they throw out some of their old magazines and ask them for it. Or over the year, for next year, you could start collecting. But you could also go on the internet and download pictures, and you also have pictures and things you could draw in. You have your quotes, your collections, your affirmations. So what you do is you take the magazines, you just go through them. You don't read. Don't spend time pondering. You just flip through the magazine, and whatever catches you, something that catches your heart, catches you, make you laugh. So there are different types of visioning board. There are visioning board where you're clear about what you want to do. And so you're looking for pictures that represent that, right? So you're very clear. You have an intention. You know what your goals are. If you're not clear about your goals, you've been depressed, you're uncertain of what's going on in your life, then you just look for things that attract you, that inspire you, that make you laugh, that make you think. You just pull them out. Don't think about them. Pull them out. Put them on the side. And you could also have theme vision board. You want to buy a house. You're going off to a new situation, new job. And again, you look for images. Well, you simply cut them or pull them out of the magazine, put them on one side, or if you're on the internet, you put them in a folder. Don't question what they are yet. Just pull, pull, pull. And when you've gone through the magazines and you feel satisfied that you have enough, and you'll know that, generally, trust yourself, you'll know that. And then, if you know what you want to do, you have a goal, then you start cutting the pictures out that represent that. If you don't know what you want to do, you're going to allow for image, for your mind, your body, your center, your spirit to communicate with you. So now all the things that attract you as you were going through, whether for good or for negative, you just pick them up. And now is the time to really look at them and say, what is this trying to tell me? You know, does it mean that I need to go from here to a new vacation, something? Now you ask yourself. That's only if you're allowing. If you don't know what you want to do, then you start picking up things that you've put aside instinctively, and you start. And the things that, when you look at them, you say, oh, really, I don't really want that. You put it aside. And then you'll have a nice collection of things that appeal to you, that made you laugh, that, you know, made you think of places to go, things to do. And then you start putting them on the board. Now, some people suggest, and I recommend that's a good thing, that you put your picture in the center of the board. I actually have put mine. I learned from Anne McNeil again something the other day. I sort of cut out the pictures now, and I put a photograph of myself on the heads of the bodies, or I cross out whatever name is there and put my name. So you're there, right? And you have this vision board, right? You can make one vision board. For just everything that appeals to you, put it in. There's no right way or wrong way. You know, once you've done that vision, that little process at the beginning, you will be guided as to how to put your collage together. Some people may divide it up into 4-year areas, and you have your profession, your work, your civic activities, your family, your community. Sometimes families do the vision board together. People sit together and then think about what they want to accomplish as a family, maybe 2 or 3 goals. So you now have your collage, and you could get really fancy. You could create the atmosphere by having candle and music, but you don't really need to do any of those things. Mainly you need to, it's lovely to do them, and I'm a very big ritual person, so I like that. But if you don't have all of those things, just sit quietly and reflect on your goals, your dreams. You cut the image that represents the life you want to live. If there are words that come at you or affirmation you choose the image that cultivates a warm feeling or that sparks your creativity, and you put you in the center. You think about serving others, your family, and you lay out the favorite ones. You may eliminate some. You may have themes around work, health, etc., and you paste it on the board, or you could pin it on the board. We've been using glue, but I hear that there's a glue called Yes Glue, which is much better and longer lasting. You could try that. You could also use markers and pen to write in personal mantras or your favorite quote or affirmation. And you do all of that, you know, you drink coffee. You could, if you do it with friends, it's also nice. You could chat around, or do it with your mastermind group, even nicer. You can have pause where you talk to each other about what's going on. Now, the vision board is quite personal, so if you don't want to share it, then that's okay. But you should also know that the research shows that if you speak what you want, it stands a better chance if you speak and verbalize what you want. So it's nice to verbalize. And if you're with your mastermind, they know a lot about you anyway, so you're not going to be afraid to share. So you can share and speak. This is what I want. I have this picture because it represents so forth. And you could talk that with your family. And then at the end of it, when that process is over of putting the board together, and if you're doing it with a group, then it's nice to celebrate. Another thing that I want you to do, I think it's good to do this year, is to celebrate. You know, celebrate small achievements. Just celebrate. Have a little get-together. Have a party, you know, music, dance with yourself, with others. Every little achievement you celebrate, and you celebrate on the vision board. Now, you, as things occur and your goals or various goals get accomplished on the vision board, you do not remove it. You just simply, because it's good to see it, physically to know it, because we like to know when we that success. We like to see success. And you could add over time to the vision board. You could take a picture of the vision board and carry it with you on your phone or put it as a screensaver. And they suggest you put it somewhere where you could see it every day. You could see it, put it on your dresser. But people have been known to put it in the closet and forgot about it. I was reading about a woman who actually did her vision board, went to put it in the closet, and then she moved to a new home, which was one of her goals, and then when she was moving and sorting out the things, she found the vision board. And on the vision board was a picture almost identical of the house she had moved in. So very powerful. With the water, she had a cottage with water and wood, and her husband and her were looking at this vision board, and it had exactly the same there.
Sorry to interrupt on your phone.
Yes.
Time to get another commercial, and then we'll come back with your process of visioning board.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
One moment, please. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, we thank you and welcome Dr. Williams back to continue as you wrap up the process of visioning board and creating a roadmap for our lives. As we know, we cannot do anything. Actually, not that we shouldn't say that. We can do anything. But we won't get to where we want to go if we don't have a roadmap for where we want, our destination. Life is a journey, but on that journey, we need a roadmap. We need a map. We need a plan, a guide. And Dr. Williams is just telling us and helping us to envision how we want that life to look and give us the roadmap to create that life. Dr. Williams, if you can continue and wrap up for us on the vision board, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Just a few things. Again, just to recapitulate, the vision board is really, it's not a magic, it's not a panacea, it's a tool. It's a visualization tool, but a very powerful one. because on it you have the representation of where you're going, you know, and it represents your dreams, your goal, your ideal life. And I find very powerfully this year, I put my pictures on most of the pictures. I usually just cut the pictures and I have my picture. But now I've actually copied my pictures and cut my head and put it on the bodies. And it's so powerful. You see it. There's no way that it cannot happen when you're seeing the thing, you know, with you're sitting on the couch. You're sitting by your view. So it's very powerful. So you're representing with pictures your goals, the image. And what it does is strengthen and stimulates your emotions. And emotions are key to having your intention and desires come through. We are emotional beings, and your emotions are the vibration, the energy that activates the law of attraction. So that's really important. So it's important that the board is as simply and clear as you can. Don't clutter it too much on it. Just, you know, go and you look at it and you put in whatever you want as much as possible. And then you look at it every day. You have it somewhere. You could even hang it on a wall in your house, just like you go out and buy a picture. It is your picture. It is actually the most important thing you could own right now. You put it on the wall. You look at it. And at the last 45 minutes before you go to bed, you try to bring some of those images, or if you have the board in front of you and your dresser, you look at it. And so you see yourself in the image. You read your affirmation, and you believe it. And with gratitude and acceptance for all the things that you have already, you ask the Lord to help you to bring out all the latent potentialities that has been provided for you so that you can bloom and blossom and be of service to the world, of service to your community, to your friends, to your family, and so forth. So I want to just read to you a few of the final thoughts. And I'm reading from Jack Canfield, who's a very big motivational speaker here. And he says, look at your vision board often and feel the inspiration it provides. Hold it in your hand and really internalize the future it represents. Read your affirmation and inspirational words aloud. See yourself living in that manner as pictured on the board. Feel yourself in the future you have designed. Believe it is already yours. Be grateful for the good that is already present in your life. Acknowledge any goals you have already achieved. Acknowledge the changes you have seen and felt. Acknowledge the presence of God in your life. Acknowledge the law of attraction at work in your life. Look at it just before going to bed and first thing up and arising. Yeah, and I think any one of you who read that Think and Grow Rich will know that this is exactly what I think the steps that are laid out in the Think and Grow Rich around manifesting your destiny and the thinking and grow rich. And grow rich in all dimensions, not just the acquisition of possessions, but in friends, in thinking, in writing, in creating, in supporting the youth in your community, in supporting the elderly, in supporting your church. Those are all forms of richness. All right? So just to recapitulate how to make the vision board, there are basically 5 steps. If you go on the net, you'll see many different people have many different steps. But the basic essential step, of course, is to center yourself. That's what I'm saying. Center yourself with a quiet period to allow the mind to get centered, the spirit to get centered so that it can readily begin to reveal to you where you need to go. You go through the magazines. You take the image from them. You don't glue anything yet. You just keep skimming the magazine. Look at lots of magazines. Have fun, or don't make it a task. Remember, if you make something a task, struggle and resistance come up, and you lessen the possibility of coming through. Make it fun. Have fun with it. Okay? You make a big pile of pictures, words, image from the internet. You could use our old pictures, or you could draw. You go through them, and you begin to lay your ones that are your favorite on the board, and you eliminate any that you don't longer feel a good vibration with. Use your intuition. You'll get a sense of how the board should look as you begin to do that. You can do a theme on each corner of the board: health, job, spiritual relationship, and mastermind. We know we have the various areas that have been laid out in the mastermind system. And I recommend that you go on the web for IMA and look at those if you later on when you want to really see what the different core areas that you want to fold into. And then you glue everything, you begin to glue everything or pin and writing and painting or write with words or marker. And if you could leave space in the very center of the board for yourself, that must be a really good photograph that you're happy and you're laughing and just really good energy, and you could put it in the center. Or you could put it anywhere that appeals to you. And then you finish. You have a celebration with yourself if you're alone. Put on your best music, your lovely music. You dance around. And then if you're with friends, you dance and everything. Have a nice get-together. And then you put your board up. And the rest will be your future, a very lovely one. And we will all meet again maybe next January 2016 to celebrate on what you've accomplished and to do another vision board processing, because there's always desire. As long as you live, there are desires. And that's what we're here for, to help the universe unfold all of the wonderful potentialities that's out there, the wonderfulness, the creativeness that God has imbued in us. You know, we have cars, we have laptop, we have high school. Those are all creativity that are creating, and they're making a difference in the world. So there's always desire, right? And as long as it's useful and service to mankind and to all of us as men, women, children. And that's it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mariama. We appreciate your being with us here and helping us to create a roadmap for our lives for 2015 and beyond. As we continue, we will want to share with you some of the other processes for creating a roadmap. As you know, our founder, Al McNeil, has taught us how to go about planning our lives. And one of the things we do is not only set goals, but you write it down. Same way you create a vision board, you write things down, you plan things, you create a life plan, and you look back on it every day. You take certain areas and you move forward, and every day you say, this is some of the areas that I'm going to work on. Like I said, we have 10 areas that we work on. We have personal, financial, business, health, spiritual. There are so many different areas, and we want to make sure our life is balanced. And so as we go through the year, we break it down little by little so we don't feel so overwhelmed by the process. And we're going to go to a commercial break coming up shortly, and when we come back, we're going to ask our founder, Ann McNeil, to walk us through what it looks like when you create a roadmap, what it looks like when you mastermind, because she is the expert on masterminding. She is the one that helps us create bigger and better life for ourselves. But the process is, we don't want to overwhelm you with it. We want it to be slow and steady, little mouthful at a time. Think of yourself as a baby and how our parents feed us. Because if you try to do everything all at once, then you feel overwhelmed. That's when we give up and get frustrated and we just, oh, this is not working. I'm not continuing with the process. But if we take it one step at a time, slowly, surely, then, you know, every little, like Dr. Mariam says, every little accomplishment is celebrated. Every little process is celebrated. So that gives us a joyful feeling that you're accomplishing stuff and moving forward. So once again, we're going to go to another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to hear from our founder, Ann McNeil, the master builder, creating bigger and better lives. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, we are back from commercial, and Ms. Ann McNeil, are you there?
Absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm still writing notes Stephanie, from Dr. Mariam Williams' comments, because when you think about everything she said, it is the foundation upon which Napoleon Hill based Think and Grow Rich, with the visualization and the desire and definite chief purpose of our lives. So thank you so very much, Dr. Williams. That was awesome. And thank you also, Stephanie, for hosting the show. And I think you had a question for me, if you could repeat it, please.
Yes, I just want to extrapolate on what Dr. Williams said about, you know, she's talking about the vision board and creating a vision, and that's one form of a roadmap. But I know you also have another roadmap that we can use alongside the vision board to shape our lives. So what other form of masterminding can we use?
Well, I think, Stephanie, actually it is based on the foundation on which Mariama discussed, which all of this information is found in the book Think and Grow Rich, as espoused by Napoleon Hill. And the version that we're using by Mind Power and Ross Cromwell, I'd like to answer your question actually by going to page 70 in the book, where he actually gives us a roadmap, which starts with an affirmation. Some people call it a mission statement. Some people call it a vision. And for whatever you choose to call it, as a part of our masterminding process that we use, we actually create a vision, a mission, a definite chief purpose for every area of our life as it relates to how we as international masterminders use the process espoused in Napoleon Hill's book. And the categories, just to remind our listening audience, the categories that Stephanie is referring to and Mariama discussed, the categories are spiritual. So if just imagine having a statement or a sentence that reminds you constantly of what are your goals in the spiritual area of your life. Going back to what Mariama discussed with the vision board, so just imagine if you had maybe a picture of your favorite Bible or your Bible verse or certain words or scripture that represents the spiritual area of your life. The second area that we mastermind in, going back to the vision board and going back to Napoleon Hill's book, it's family. When we talk about our family, what are our goals? What's our vision? Maybe it's a family photo. Maybe it's a family trip. Maybe it's a genealogy of your history, your roots, in terms of a goal that you may have to actually study who you are, where did you come from, where did your family come from. And if you can place that on that board. The third area of our life that we mastermind in and we place on our vision board, or we place that statement you're referring to as a part of our affirmation, is our financial area. And in Napoleon Hill's book on page 70, if I can read this, Stephanie, is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, on page 70, he talks about when you begin to carry out the instructions, the six steps described in chapter one is necessary for the principle of concentration. And then he begins to tell us that when you begin to carry out the first of the six actions, now we're talking about finances, he instructs you to fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. Hold your thoughts on that amount of money by concentration. Now here we go again with the vision board, or fixation of attention with your eyes closed until you can actually see the physical appearance of the money. Do this at least once each day. As you go through these exercises, follow these instructions given in chapter 2, which is on faith, and see yourself actually in possession of the money. Now that actually goes back to what Mariama talked about with the vision board and what so many people say. You've got to see it. You've got to feel it. You've got to touch it. You've got to imagine it. You've got to actually believe that it is possible before you can actually achieve it. Then he goes on to say, here's the most significant fact. The subconscious mind takes any orders given it in a spirit of absolute faith and acts upon those orders, although the orders often have to be presented over and over through repetition before they are interpreted by the subconscious mind. That goes back to what Mariama discussed about the vision board. Then he goes on and says, consider the possibility of playing a perfectly legitimate trick on your subconscious mind by making it believe, because you believe it, that you must have the amount of money you are visualizing, that this money is already waiting your claim, that the subconscious mind must hand over to you practical plans for acquiring the money which is yours. Hand over the thought suggested to your imagination and see what your imagination will do to create practical plans for the accumulation of the money through the transmutation of your desire. And so when we talk about the financial area of your life, that's a process that we use as we mastermind and as we write our affirmation statement that can go on the vision board. The next area of our life that we mastermind in as a part of the International Mastermind Association is our education. And when you think about whether it's a certification or advanced degree or an undergraduate degree or just reading, it doesn't have to be organized schooling. It could just be reading in a specific area that focuses on your dreams or your goals. The next area that we mastermind is our health. When you think about writing down a definite vision of your health, and Mariama talked about putting your head maybe on a perfectly shaped body, you know, maybe on someone running or someone swimming. But whatever it is that you're able to visualize as it relates to your health, your vitamins, you know, what is that regimen that you're going to do every day? The next area that we focus on is personal development. When you think about all of this relates to the development of your mind, your body, your spirit, but also it all mixed together along with the affirmation, along with the accountability and the mastermind partners, but we have to do the work. So what work are we planning on doing as a part of our own personal development? The next area that we mastermind is our profession and our business. What goals do we have set for the business to accumulate and to actually achieve the money and the other goals that we desire? Money's not everything, but, you know, it's right up there with air, some people say. So when you think about your business, how are you going to materialize these goals and these dreams into some kind of definite chief purpose that would generate an income? The next area that we focus on, Stephanie, is our recreational life. Whatever that means for you, it might be taking a walk or maybe taking a trip. It may be something as simple as going to the movies with family or friends, or maybe a date with yourself. What is it that's recreational for you? But to have some kind of balanced fun and play. Area that we focus on is civic service. What are you giving back to the community? And as you write an affirmation statement, I'll just say my own, part of my personal development and civic area, I have a number of civic organizations like the International Mastermind Association, for example. And my 2015 goal is to really reignite and reinvigorate the organization. But also I'm the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction because my profession is a contractor. So when you think about your civic association, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce or the Rotary or whatever it is, where will you give back your church, your time, your talents, and your treasure to a worthwhile cause? And then, Stephanie, finally, it's creativity. What kind of creative life do you plan to have when you think about the vision board? Maybe journaling, maybe actually painting or doing something that's creative for you, singing or something artsy. And it doesn't have to be artsy, but whatever is creative for you to set a goal in that area of your life. And, Stephanie, I hope that answers the question. I just wanted to go through the 10 areas because that is where we get our affirmations from that Mariama talked about as we build our vision board for our life in 2015. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne McNeil, the master builder, helping us to build bigger and better lives. Yes, affirmation is a very powerful, powerful statement. And, you know, it's funny because part of my affirmation, I say, lost money found, bill decreased and paid off. And yesterday, as part of 2015, starting the process of cleaning and decluttering, I was going through all these mails that I had backed up because I travel so much. Sometimes I don't look at all my mail. I just try and pull out the ones that I look are important. And this one was one that I overlooked. And in it was a letter from my HOA for a property I owned telling me that they had overpaid, we had overpaid, and I had a $925 credit awaiting me. So now for the next 6 months, I didn't have to pay any HOA fees because I have this credit that I could use to pay for the next 6 months. So, and that's a part of my affirmation always, lost money found, bill decreased and paid off, blessings and income. And so there was that blessing and income and that lost money found. So it is a powerful tool. And we're going to give Sharon a minute to tell us about how this masterminding process helps her or share some nuggets from masterminding with you. Sharon?
Good morning again. You know, it's interesting because everything that you've said is built up to what I wanted to talk about. You know, in the book, in the Mastermind book, Think and Grow Rich, there are a couple of things that I always read because they're like my foundation. In the introduction on mind power, the first sentence is truly thoughts are things, and powerful things at that when they are mixed with definiteness of purpose, persistence, and burning desire for their translation into riches. Now remember, he just says thoughts are things and riches. And unfortunately, when you talk to a lot of people, when they think about riches, they only think about business and money. What Anne outlined is that riches is the wholeness of life. Your wealth is in your family, your wealth is in your health. Your wealth is also your community. So it's so important, thoughts or things. Mariama showed us how to vision, to visualize, to put it in front of us every day, our thoughts, to make them so that it's not only thoughts that are in our head, but thoughts that we see. Now, you mentioned the fact that it's not only thoughts that we see, thoughts that are in our head, but also we have to put more legs on these things, and we say them. In saying them, it brings what we desire to us, and that's something that Anne has already said. It's not only what you think, but you have to say, create, and bring it to you. You brought to yourself $900 into credit. Anne has told us throughout this year that she has brought business to her. She has brought projects to her because she not only wrote it down, but she spoke it. She spoke it into the atmosphere, and she aligned the atmosphere to bring business and contracts to her. So I what was important is that not only thoughts are very are very important, but it's also the idea that all earned riches have their beginning in an idea. And the idea that Mariama went through the process of creating, what is the idea? Sometimes we think, but she said you have to go through the process because there are things that are there that we just may not have in the forefront. But after you go through the process, you think, oh, my gosh, look, this is here. This is very important to me. One of the things that Anne talks to us about, she mentioned it, but she didn't stress it. She talks about the idea of journaling first thing in the morning. Because that journaling, I tell kids about this all the time, because people about this all the time, about journaling in the morning. And this is something that, unfortunately, Betty is not here to talk to us about it, but Anne can talk more specifically about it because they are prolific journalers. First thing in the morning, they put their thoughts on paper. So anyway, that's very important. I just wanted to bring that out, and thank you very much. It was a very good show.
Thank you. And thank you, Sharon, and most especially thank you, Dr. Mariama Williams, for joining us and showing us how to create a vision board and a roadmap for our lives. And we ask you to join us each and every Saturday morning as we discuss Think and Grow Rich, and we show you how to create a roadmap going forward for 2015. Have a blessed and wonderful Saturday.
for more information,